Comedian Margaret Cho has been dropped from a gay rights fundraiser tonight on the sidelines of the Democratic National Convention. Cho is known for off-color material, and the sponsors feared that her performance might turn into an embarrassment for Democrats, especially their presumptive nominee, John Kerry. As NPR's Kim Masters reports, the episode is part of an ongoing problem for the Kerry campaign, how to put outspoken entertainers to use without paying a political price.
The heavy combat started earlier this month after Whoopi Goldberg made crude sport of President Bush's name at a fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall. The Bush campaign quickly used the event to question Senator Kerry's values. Campaign spokesman Terry Hall.
Well, it wasn't so much Whoopi Goldberg's presentation as it was what John Kerry said afterwards, which is that those comments and that presentation that evening represented the heart and soul of America.
Kerry staffers later said the candidate didn't approve of some of the comments at the fundraiser. But for GOP critics, that was too little too late. David Keene is chairman of the American Conservative Union. He says Kerry should have taken a stand at the event and done what candidate Bill Clinton did when he distanced himself from the rapper Sista Soulja.
I look at it as if somebody had thrown a home run pitch across the middle of the plate to John Kerry, and instead of hitting it, he just let it go by.
Democratic strategist Bill Carrick disagrees. He says it's hardly reasonable to expect that Kerry would denounce a Hollywood institution like Whoopi Goldberg at such an event.
John Kerry is probably saying, what am I going to do here? I mean, it's a tough situation for the candidate to be in, and I think he probably did the right thing, ignore it.
But David Keene says Kerry's response opened the door.
You know what happens when something becomes a story. Everybody will be out there looking for one that will top it and say, did they tell a joke at this thing that was worse than what they told at the other one? And if you look far enough, you'll probably find that somebody did. And then the question will be, did John Kerry hear the joke and did he laugh?
John Kerry and the Democratic Party have no official affiliation with tonight's gay rights event. But the kind of media frenzy that David Keene talked about prompted the Human Rights Campaign to call Margaret Cho's manager, Karen Taussig, last week.
You know, they said, and because of what just happened with Whoopi, we thought that we should ask you about your material and stuff like that.
Once the question of material was broached, Taussig says, she cut off the discussion. She felt that Cho would be too tempting a target for Kerry's opponents, no matter what she said.
I said, if they could be that successful with 5 minutes from Whoopi, and you're afraid of that, she's going to be doing an hour and a half of material. And if you're not ready to back her up, you've got to rethink this.
Taussig says she wasn't surprised that Cho was dropped. The comedian deals with gay themes in the most explicit terms, and that's made her controversial. But Taussig wonders why the Democrats can't generate the same kind of outrage over the tone of comments on the other side of the fence, like comedian Dennis Miller's recent jokes about the physical contact between Kerry and running mate John Edwards.
Why can Dennis Miller go on stage at a Bush rally and talk about Kerry and Edwards being gay, and nobody says anything? Why aren't the Democrats saying, oh, so, you know, what do you have to say about this, President Bush?
But conservative David Keene says this issue sticks to Kerry, not Bush, and things will remain that way until the candidate finds a way to dissociate himself from outspoken Hollywood supporters who are mobilizing on his behalf.
If I were his managers, and I was as cynical as some managers might be, I'd be saying, let's find us another Whoopi Goldberg that we can beat up.
Democratic strategist Bill Carrick says that none of this elevates the level of political discourse.
And we're going to see a lot of silly stuff between now and November with people trying to seek advantage and make everything into a metaphor for some larger question.
But Carrick says this race is a close one that hinges on a small number of swing voters, a key point that Kerry's Hollywood supporters should keep in mind before they speak. Celebrities who support Kerry should remember, Carrick says, that the candidate will be held to account for every word they say. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.